This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Joining us is Nadira Matrang with The Market Wrap. Now, millions of chickens in China could die from starvation soon due to lack of feed. What's going on here, Nadira?
Well, more and more cities in China have gone under lockdown because of the coronavirus outbreak, and this has been affecting supply chains. Transport restrictions are preventing animal feed like soybean meal from getting delivered to poultry farms on time. And local media has reported that existing stocks would only last between 3 to 5 days, and some farmers have even been reducing daily feeds in order to make supplies last longer. An analyst says that even if a local plant resumes operations, it will take some time for delivery because of logistics problems.
Yes, and transportation issues aren't the only thing that are affecting affecting poultry production. Just last week, authorities reported a H5N1 bird flu outbreak in Hunan, and over 17,000 chickens had to be culled.
And on top of that, there's the African swine fever crisis. It's affected the hog population in China and even caused pork prices to rise in the past year. A CNBC report says that many farmers faced losses due to the swine fever, and then they were forced to switch to raising poultry. In fact, after the swine fever hit pork supply, people in China have turned to meat alternatives like chicken, beef and fish. So grocery bills in China were already climbing in recent months. And Beijing has since ordered the farm industry to step up production to keep food supply going and prices stable.
Meanwhile, back home on Bursa, shares of CarePlus Group Berhad were falling earlier today. What's happening there?
The rubber glove manufacturer yesterday announced it is selling a 50% stake of its loss-making subsidiary CarePlus Malaysia to Ansell Services for 27 million ringgit in cash. CarePlus Group will use 10 million ringgit for capex and another 6 million for working capital, while 10.5 million ringgit will be used to reinvest in its subsidiary. So at the close today, CarePlus fell 7.1% at 33 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.